You're among friends. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Back we are, John Carlson. By the way, it's Military Appreciation Month, and Talk Radio 570 KVI is teaming up with Goldberg's Deli to honor the troops. A week from tomorrow, May 23rd, we are doing something we haven't done since we flipped the format back to conservative news talk. We are broadcasting from a remote location. I'm going to be hosting the commute with Carlson from inside Goldberg's Deli at the Factoria Mall in Bellevue. You'll be able to join me and partake of Goldberg's special KVI menu featuring items for just $5.70. While you listen to me broadcast, I'm going to be at Goldberg's Deli. Kirby Wilbur is going to be here in the studio. It's going to be a lot of fun. And 10% of every breakfast item you buy benefits the Wounded Warrior Project. Just visit KVI for more details. Again, that's KVI.com for more details. And join us for, maybe you want to, sit around for a half hour and listen to the broadcast. Should be a lot of fun. Okay. And as busy as we've been for the past 2 hours, wait to see how busy we're going to be in the next couple of hours. All sorts of stuff coming your way. Before we get there, I told you about this guy who bulldozed his neighbor's homes in Port Angeles. And I wanted you to hear the 911 call that the officers received from neighbors. Again, this guy knocked four homes, went through four homes with his bulldozer, knocked one off its foundation. He crumpled a three-quarter ton extra cab pickup like a beer can. Anyway, here is Dan Davis. He and the suspect, Barry Swiegel, the guy in the bulldozer going nuts, he and Mr. Swiegel were involved in a legal confrontation over property line before last Friday when this rampage happened.
911 emergency?
Yeah, a guy with a D9 bulldozer that just come onto my property, knocked my fence down, and knocked my house down.
Okay, what's your address?
309 Baker Street. He totally wrecked my property altogether, just totally wiped it out. He's smashing my house, put the pieces.
Smashing your house?
My house, he's crashing.
And it's your neighbor?
Now he's going right through the center of the house. He's
okay. All right, what's his name?
Barry Swiegel. You better get some cops up here with some guns, because this son of a gun is crazy.
All right, what's your name, sir?
My name is Dan Davis. I called earlier today. He threatened me.
Okay, sir, we'll get deputies.
The house down.
All right.
He it over on the neighbor's property.
Mister, he's tearing someone else's? He's going to your neighbor's?
Yeah, now he's tearing the neighbor's place down.
Yeah. And the neighbor to which side?
Now he's back and running over my truck. He's running right over my new diesel pickup, right over the top of it. Now he's clear to the cab, running over it. He's clear, now he knocked my power out, my pedestal, killed all the power.
He's running it over. Okay. My partner's dispatching deputies right now, okay?
You better get somebody here because...
My partner is dispatching deputies right now.
Now I don't have a house, I don't have a truck, I don't have power on my property.
And 6-2 with a walk-in.
Now he's pushing the house more into the neighbor's place. Totally destroyed my house, totally.
Okay, Mr. Davis. I don't want you to confront him. I want you to keep yourself safe. Can you...
Well, I'm trying to.
Can you go to a neighbor's house?
Now he's running over my truck again. Completely over the top of it. It's just tore to rack you.
Okay.
Let me get some pictures of this.
Do you want to stay on the phone with me? I just don't want you to confront him.
I don't know how this guy maintained his composure the way he did. Now, I mean, I wonder what your legal rights are. Do you have the right to raise a weapon against someone who's bulldozing your home? Anyway, this guy thought better, called 911. That's how it went down.
The biggest names are on KVI. John Carlson.
This cries out for open ridicule.
Laura Ingraham.
We have doggy hotels and spas, and we throw babies in jars. Sick.
Glenn Beck.
Get the hell off my land. Get your hands off my child.
Mark Levin.
We are all being played for fools.
Lars Larson.
That's the President of the United States lying to the American public.
And Michael Savage.
What you saw was a new low in American political media history.
Talk Radio 570 KVI.